Good evening, everyone. Tonight's learning is Le'ilui Nishmas Mordechai Ben Arachmiel. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. Today we're going to be talking about the halachos that relate to opening packages on Shabbos. This comes up all the time. Can you open a bag of potato chips or a box of Cheerios or bottles of soda or cans of soda? The poskim say that ideally one should open up packages before Shabbos if you can. And there's two reasons for this. One is, as we'll see shortly, there's a lot of debate concerning the conditions under which one can open packaging, and therefore preferably it's better to avoid the controversy and open it up before Shabbos. And the second reason is that we'll see in a number of Rishonim, the Rimi Lunil, the Rashba, the Ran, who say that there are special dispensations that are sometimes given to access things on Shabbos. People sometimes have heard of it for food. You're allowed to rip for the sake of food. The way the Rishonim say it, it's not necessarily limited to food, but it's accessing things that are Tzarech Shabbos. Food is definitely an example of Tzarech Shabbos, but it need not be limited to food. But since this is a heter, a special dispensation, then if you could avoid it by opening the packages before Shabbos, then you should. So at least, ideally, when one remembers, opening these packages before Shabbos should be done. But of course, very frequently we don't remember, and therefore we have to know practically what to do and when could they be opened. So I'll just begin with a little disclaimer. There is a lot of debate on this topic, and one should consult their local Orthodox rabbi concerning what practically they should do. I'm going to mention a number of different opinions, and I'll even share my thoughts. Halach l'maisa, this year should not be seen as halach l'maisa, but halach v'lo l'maisa. So there are six possible prohibitions that can be violated in the opening of a package, and I don't know if we'll have time to go through each of them, but we have to consider all six. I'll mention them at the beginning. Number one is the prohibition of stira. One can't build on Shabbos, and one also can't demolish on Shabbos. So when you open a can, we have to consider, is that demolishing the can? This was a can, and now it's got a big hole on top. Or no, maybe not. Well, that's one question we have to consider. The next issue is korea, ripping. When you open up a bag of potato chips, you are ripping. Is that going to be okay? Number three, making a opening. For example, when you open a cardboard carton of milk, you're making an opening, and that might be a violation of makah v'patish. You are making a kli, completing a kli, making an opening. Is that okay? Number four, bona. Likewise, you're creating something. Maybe it's makah v'patish, maybe it's binyan, maybe it's both. Number five, mechatech. There's a prohibition. One of the melachos is cutting things to specific sizes. For example, opening a can of Coke. So when I pull back the tab, a cut is made that's a very specific size, exactly the size I want it. I don't want it to be bigger. I don't want it to be smaller. Or maybe I don't really care. And that's the question we'll consider there. Number six, finally, is mochek. You can't write or erase on Shabbos. And many poskim assume that breaking words would be a problem of erasing, because you had a word and now you don't have a word. Just like if you erase with a pencil eraser, you take a word and don't have a word. Well, if you break a word in half, maybe that too is a form of erasing. So those are the six potential prohibitions that we have to consider when opening each and every package. Now, many of them don't have all six issues. Sometimes they'll have one, two, three, four, five, or maybe even six. So the first question is the prohibition of stira, the prohibition of demolishing or breaking. The Mishnah in Shabbos writes, Shover adam es achavis lechol himena grogros. You're allowed to break open a barrel in order to eat the figs inside. Uvilvad shlo yiskavin lasos kli. As long as you don't intend to make a kli, make a nice opening or the like. So you're allowed to break open a barrel. So the Rishonim here are bothered. Why is it permissible? Why is this not soser? Why is this not demolishing? And there are four answers in the Rishonim that we'll consider. Number one is the view of Rashi, the Yireim, and others. And Rashi says, Ein binyan v'stira b'kelim. The prohibition against building and demolishing, that's stated with respect to buildings, but not kelim. This is a kli, and therefore the iser binyan and stira is not relevant. Other Rishonim, though, disagree. there is an opinion in the Gemara that some Rishonim think we follow, that putting like the broomstick into the broom or into a rake is an Isser of Binyan. There are cases at least where it seems that there's Binyan Gamur for Kalim, and then therefore maybe Stira Gemura. So this answer of Rashi is not so simple. Not everyone accepts that we always apply Ein Binyan V'Stira B'Kalim. So are there any other answers? If you turn to page 2 on the top, there's the Shita L'Ran and the Meiri. The Shita L'Ran writes that we should look at the packaging as simply like the shell of an almond or the peel of a fruit. Obviously, nobody would think that you're not allowed to break a shell of a nut. Why isn't that demolishing the nutshell? Well, likewise, when I break open a barrel, the barrel is like the shell, and I'm simply breaking the nutshell. So just like it's obvious that you are allowed to break open the shell to access your nut, you're allowed to break open the chavis in order to access the contents. The Meiri explains a little more. He says that, he asks the question, the Gemara in Erevin says that, let's say I lock up my Erevin, let's imagine it's an Erev Tchumen, in a migdal, or maybe a more relevant lemaise example. Let's say I leave my Erev in my car, and I lose the keys. So that's not a valid Erev, because I need to have access to my Erev. This is considered huruv, eruvo shelo b'makom echad. Well, the Rishonim, also the Gemara, ask, one second, just like I'm allowed to break the chavis in order to access my food, I should be able to break the migdal in order to access my Erev. And once I can access it permissibly on Shabbos, then it should be okay. It should be a valid Erev. So the Meiri says they're very different. Why? Says the Meiri, first line at the end, V'afal pi shebechavis melei grogros amru shemutur lishbar mipnei ochlin shebetocha tama davar mipnei sheachavis tfeilo lema shebetocha v'nidona keklipe ochlin, that we see the barrel, the packaging of food, for example, as totally subservient to the contents of therein. Whereas when it comes to the migdal, there is independent chashivos. So when is sosa relevant? When you're breaking something that's independently chashiv. Why is it that I'm allowed to break open the almond shell to access the almond? Because there's no chashivos to the almond shell. It's subservient to the almond. Or put a little differently, the way some people phrase this is that this should not be viewed as breaking, or we'll see later, ripping the packaging. It should be viewed as accessing the food. Now, it's true the means by which I access the food is breaking the packaging, but that's not the way we would conceptually define that which I'm doing, and therefore it doesn't fall under the prohibition of stira. The third answer given by the Ran and the Rashba, at least one possibility they raise, is what we mentioned before, that this really should be usser because of soser, and even though it's mekalkel, it's destructive, destructive acts are usser, at least midrabanan, but they waive that isser derabanan letzorech Shabbos. And therefore, technically speaking, opening this type of packaging, breaking opening the barrel, should be usser, but letzorech Shabbos, they waive the isser derabanan. And finally, the fourth answer that Tosus and Rush give, they give this to answer a slightly different question, but the conclusion is relevant as well, and that is that you can't break open any old barrel. Even though the Mishnah said you could break open a barrel to access its contents, that's only when a barrel is deemed mustiki. Mustiki is like a lousy, second-rate, low-quality barrel, something that's made of broken pieces that were glued together. But if you had a first-rate barrel, you couldn't break it. Why not? Tosfo says, because we're concerned Shema Yiskavein Lasos Kli. When breaking open a barrel, you might have intention to make a nice opening, complete the barrel. That would be an Isser Deraisa. When we're dealing with a lousy barrel that you break open, there is no such concern. This is garbage anyway. You're not going to be Miskavein Lasos Kli. How do we paskin? So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch in the middle of page 2, we paskin like the Rush and Tosfos. It's actually interesting. Some Achronim wonder why the Mechaber even paskins this way. Usually the Mechaber paskins like the Riff, Rambam, and Rush, the majority opinion. Here the Riff and the Rambam are both lenient. The Rush is Machmir, and especially when you're dealing with an Isser Rabbanan. But one way or the other, the Mechaber is Machmir, and that's the general consensus that we would require Mustiki. Though if you look at the Gra below, we skipped it, the Gra is indeed lenient. He thinks we accept Rashi's position. So what does that mean for us? So some have argued that anything that is disposable would be considered mustiki, or even though it's very strong physically. Rav Moshe and others point out, opening up a can, for example. Cans are very strong. And indeed, it would be usher to open up a can in places where people use cans. Don't just throw them out. I remember going to my grandparents' house, and they would have old cans used for all sorts of things, pencil cases, and to store nuts and bolts and whatever else they could think of. Nowadays, it's quite uncommon to save your cans. Almost everybody throws them out, in which case many poskim say, well, then that's considered mustiki, and therefore there would be no issue of stira in opening up a can. Some poskim are still machmir. They would say that it's best to only open it halfway and then sort of peel back the cover, because then you're not making a Pesach Yafa anyway. And others say, no, there's no problem. A can nowadays is mustiki, not because it's physically weak, but because everybody treats it as disposable.
I go by the Rav, not by what I do in my house.
If you did it, then if the poskim that are lenient because in the case where both you wouldn't do it and nobody wouldn't do it, right? Okay, so now we have to turn to the next potential prohibition, and that is koreya. So if you take a look on page 3, the Gemara says that it's permissible to rip open choslos. What exactly are choslos? Choslos are like baskets made out of leaves that are used to ripen figs. Likewise, the Tosefta says that if you have a barrel with leather on top of it, you could rip open the barrel. And the question is, why can you rip open these choslos? Why could you rip open the barrel? Isn't there a problem of koreya? Isn't there a problem of ripping? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the view of the Kolbo, cited over here, and he gives a similar answer to the answer that the Ran and the Meiri said before with respect to Soser. And that is that Lefisha kol ze kemosha shover egos, oshkedim, bishvil ha'ochal shebahem. Like we said, you're simply accessing the food, and there's no chashivos to the barrel, or to the choslos, or to the like. Now, what parameters are there to this? So if you take a look, the Chazon Ish says it as Elal Korchach Dechi Asik Lahotzi Hayayin Ve'osa Derech Hashchasa Lo Chayla Leishem Koreya. So there are those that say that based off of the Chazon Ish, this is only permissible if it's Osa Derech Hashchasa. So when is it permissible to open up my bag of potato chips? That's if I ruin the bag in the process. But if I simply open it the normal way, and the bag is still functional, I could take some potato chips, close it up, open, take some more later, then it would be aser. Chazon Ish says it's only if it's derech hashchasa. Others say, we'll skip the Prima Gadim for now, because it's against the most poskim. Others say, no, any time Rav Moshe has such a svara, any time we see this as totally subservient to the kli, and there's no chashivas, and that's going to be true anytime it's disposable. Now, it's true when it's disposable, you continue to use it until it's empty, but still, its chashivas is only insofar as it serves and stores the food, then it has the status of choslos. Anything that's choslos, so then there's no iser koreya. If you take a look at the Rav Moshe on page 4, and a number of other poskim say this as well, Shechoslos heim top line. Shechoslos heim kelim shasuyin rak v'tmarim v'grogros. Elu. Sheacharei sheochlen osam zarkin v'kelim l'ashpa. This is the first disposable kli. V'ein mishamrin osam laniach v'hem t'marim v'grogros acherim. O l'shtamish v'hem l'dvarim acherim. V'lachein einem b'shem kelim. Kevan sheasuyin shishtamshu bo rak v'tmarim v'grogros. Elu. Ela nivtilu latmarim v'grogros shebahem v'nechshvu kimo klipa segozim dave rak kimo shasu klipa lahem kevan deshayachin rak lahem v'yosir lo yishtamshu bahem umali klipa shibdei shamayim o shenase bidei adam. And he continues, and basically it's a very long tshuva, it's an old tshuva, and argues then that it would seemingly be permissible. So here, as I said, we have a dispute among poskim. Many poskim write that Anything that's disposable is considered choslos. It has no chashivas in its own right, and therefore there's no prohibition against ripping. And as we said, others say no. It's only if you do it destructively, and others have a pshara. They say, well, it depends. If this is something that structurally is sound, so then it wouldn't be considered koreya. Sorry, would be considered koreya. And if it's something like a bag of potato chips, it wouldn't be. So opening up a box of Cheerios. Well, you could rip open the bag, but you can't open the box. I found that to be... So what would you do in that case? You'd open up the box destructively, and you would rip open the bag normally. So that is... These are the three possible views that we have. Again, if we hold of the Svara that anything disposable is considered what... Choslos, it has no chashivos, there's no integrity to it. Even if physically it's strong, but there's no independent chashivos, so then, no problem, you can open any sort of packaging on Shabbos as long as it's disposable. As long as you're not making a Pesach Yafeh. So today, we're going to run out of time, and we're not going to be able to define what a Pesach Yafeh is. And that's going to be really the next thing to consider. What is a Pesach Yafeh? Is a big opening on the top of the potato chips a Pesach Yafeh? No, that's simply access to my potato chips. So I'll tell you the bottom line for the box of Cheerios, according to Rabbi Willig. Rabbi Willig thinks that really, Me'ikar HaDin, we accept the Svara that we saw from the postim, that anything disposable has the status of Choslos. You're simply accessing the food. And therefore, strictly speaking, it should probably be okay to open up your box of Cheerios, as well as the bag within the Cheerios normally. However, because there are many poskim that are machmir, if it has sound construction, like in the case of the box, best thing to do is, instead of opening the box normally, cut the box along the corner on the top, so you don't have a nice opening, and it's more destructive, and then you could open the bag normally. As I said, there are those that would say even the bag has to be opened destructively, open the bag destructively and dump the contents into another bag, and some that would say it could be opened normally. So maybe we'll return to this topic and continue it next week. Have a good evening.
When you want to open it on the corner, is that a problem in the chatech?